Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today we're going to talk about secrets. Alchemy is the name I've given this. And, you know, alchemy is the idea that, and at least, you know, and when there were witches and wizards, and there still are, I guess, but the alchemy thing was turning lead into gold or turning some base metal into gold. And there was a great deal of study and magic and all kinds of things invoked with the idea of turning some base metal into gold. Now, we do that today. We have the idea that we're going to wave a wand or do something simple and transform what we have in front of us into riches of some kind. Let me give you some examples. We have this idea that everything has to happen right now, that immediate is the only answer that's happy. And we do this even on TV. Everything needs to be solved in the length of a TV sitcom, right? We have our favorite detective or comedy or other series, and there's some problem that's presented, and, you know, people figure something out and they MacGyver their way through it. In fact, MacGyver is a verb, right? It means to jerry-rig stuff, make stuff work in some way that you never thought would be possible, and then somehow you create a solution. Well, creating gold has always been the goal of alchemists. And gold was, of course, valuable. Gold is metaphorical as well. So gold is rich. If you have the Midas touch, everything you touch is gold, and you have all you want. I saw a friend of mine who just put a Facebook, I think it was an Instagram or Facebook story post up, and I don't know the story behind it, and so I'm not saying anything about it one way or the other, but it was a picture of him in an airplane, a private jet with what appeared to be, and he said, $1 million in cash. So there appeared to be a pile of money in front of him in a private jet. And the idea, and again, I don't know what the post was about, but the idea there is that having a private jet and $1 million in cash is somehow desirable. And it's somehow something we want. And if we have that, we're somehow cool. Oh, that's good. $1 million and I'm in a private jet. Well, maybe $1 million in a private jet is cool. And the question isn't, can you have that? Yes, you can have $1 million and be in a private jet. The question for you is, what are you willing to do to get there? And the answer to that question is where alchemy comes in, because some people, in fact, most, want to get to their $1 million in private jet by waving a magic wand. They want to turn base metal, gold, or excuse me, lead, into gold. In other words, they want to turn the lead, the slugs, the dirt, the mud, the sludge of their lives into gold. Now, I happen to know this particular fellow pretty well, and I know that he puts in a staggering amount of work and effort, both for personal development and trying to help other people. And so I know that, I don't know if he's got a private jet and $1 million in cash, maybe he does. But if he does, I know he earned it, and he worked, and he did it with blood, sweat, and tears, and by giving great service. So he didn't try to turn base metal or lead into gold by waving a magic wand. And that's what we see often in our lives. We want to just, there's the way I describe it. We want something now, and we want it so badly that we're willing to do anything for it. So people kill, they get involved in drug trades, they get involved in other, not only illegal, but just terrible things, human trafficking and everything else. And they do all that because they're trying to get rich quick. They're trying to get the gold out of lead, which is base metal. And the reason is because we have this idea that everything is somehow owed to us now, that now is the only acceptable time. I want it, and I want it right now. And somehow we've got this idea that I'm owed this, I'm owed it right now, and anything else is not okay. And then we look at other people and other situations, we say, they have it, they got it, I need it, I'm as good as them, I deserve it now. So alchemy was the idea that we can, without the intermediate work and processes, we can turn lead into gold, something that's not worthless. Lead isn't worthless, it's used for a lot of things. But it's certainly not valued like gold. But the similarities is it's very heavy. Lead is heavy. Gold is very heavy. And somehow, if we could just have the magic, we can turn lead into gold and we can have it right now, and everything in the world will be solved. Well, I want to talk in this episode and the next two about what alchemy really is. Because if you want to have $1 million in a private jet, if that's your goal, you can have that. And I'm saying that not as a joke. I'm saying it not as a, pie in the sky. Yeah, Kellen's just saying that. I'm not doing that. You could really have it. You are where you are right now, and you have what you have. And if you think of you in the future as having $1 million sitting on a private jet, there is a path from where you sit or stand right now to you sitting on a private jet with $1 million. There is a path. The question is, are you willing to walk the path? It's like standing on the side of a mountain and saying, I'd like to be on the top of the mountain. Well, there's a trail. But the trail is steep. The climb is hard. There's oxygen deprivation partway up because it's a really high hill and so forth. And so if you think $1 million in a private jet, you know, if that's a really tall hill, and it might be for many, you look up there and say, I want that, I want that, but I don't want to walk up the mountain. I want to have some alchemy where somebody waves some chemistry and does some magical crap that I don't have to participate in, and suddenly I have this pile of gold in my living room. So there are the three episodes I'm going to do, this one and the next two. This one is titled Alchemy Part 1, Lead into Gold. And the three parts are what we've just talked about, which is this disease we have about wanting to have everything now and thinking that somehow we're owed that. Part 2 is that we're always looking for shortcuts, and we think that somehow those that have it have a shortcut. And if we just had that shortcut, you know, we have this disease. So we're going to talk about shortcuts a little bit. And then we're going to talk about what happens when it doesn't come in a second, when it starts being hard and we start getting partway up the mountain. We realize this is hard and it's really tough and we really are going to have to sweat blood to get up there. And then we get frustration and quit. Part 2, which is going to be tomorrow, is alchemy part 2, and that is turning lead into energy, which is the intermediate step. And part 3, the day after that's going to be alchemy part 3, turning your energy into gold. Now, that is really how it works. It is how it works in quantum physics. It is how it works in the atomic world. So this is real life, and there's going to be a little bit of metaphor and a little bit of chemistry and physics as we do this, but that's really what happens. So if you want gold, if you want to turn your lead into gold, hang on with me for today and the next couple of days. All right, part 2 of today is the idea of a shortcut. So what is a shortcut? A shortcut is, well, remember, we're about creating your ultimate life, and your ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. The idea of a shortcut, people know a shortcut is there's a road that goes between A and B, and then someone says, oh, if you take this path through the woods, there's a shortcut. Now, there are real shortcuts, and there are also many things that masquerade as shortcuts that are really long cuts. And in fact, they're get-lost cuts, and they don't do anything at all except waste your time, money, and energy and make you discouraged cuts. So we've all done a lot of that. And the reason is because there is so much hype. There is so much garbage that is sold as shortcuts. You see it every day if you look much online. There's this biz op and that biz op and join this thing and you make a lot of money. And you've seen everything from, you know, stuffing envelopes to posting ads to putting links here, there, and everywhere. I get emails every day. Literally every day someone says, oh, we want to hire you for our to be our company representative. We pay you a lot of money. Now, and then, you know, answer back. Well, the English is bad. They don't tell me anything about who they are so I can do some due diligence. And of course, the idea, it's clickbait, and I don't know if it installs a virus or I don't know what it does, validates my email address or something, something, something. And I never do it. But the whole idea, and I guess the reason they work, is because someone is promising a shortcut. Now, I have a really sad experience about a relative who I certainly am not going to name, but a relative who got caught up in one of those, you know, some prince somewhere had a bunch of money and they needed some help to get it out of the country and you got to have a big chunk. And wow, all you had to do is help me pay the taxes. And so 2,000, 5,000, 15,000, you know, meet me at the airport, give me 15,000. And they actually bought into that. And so they paid first a little and then a lot and then a lot more and then a lot more. And then they ended up mortgaging a house and losing an entire life's work of value through this desire to have a shortcut. Now, if they'd taken that same amount of money and the same amount of wasted imaginary thing, oh, this thing, it's right around the corner. But the path around the corner doesn't make any sense. That somehow you're going to wave a wand and pay some taxes for somebody else and you're going to be rich. Like if you stop and think about it, it doesn't make any sense, but people get caught up in it again and again. And I saw that one close and personal. I couldn't do anything about it. No amount of conversation would convince this person that they were being scammed. The other kinds of scams are more subtle. Some of them are real. Like I know several people and myself have been recruited into network marketing organizations. Now, there's lots of good products that are sold in the network marketing model. Energy is sold that way, utilities, services, body care, essential oils, all kinds of stuff, eating products, you know, and I won't name any names, cosmetics and on and on and on. And there's nothing wrong with a network marketing structure. What's scammy about all of that is the idea that somehow you can be rich and have it without the requisite effort. That is the scam. It is the idea that you're somehow going to get a gigantic reward without the effort. That is not true. It never was true. It never will be true. And that's good news because that means you and me, if we're willing to put in the work and the effort, you can have your ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And if for you that means $1 million in cash in a private jet, great. There is a path from where you stand to anywhere you want to be. There's no such thing as impossible. The only question is and always will be, are you willing to walk it? So the last part of today's conversation is about the frustration and quitting. Here's what happens when the easy button is waved in front of me or you as we go out there and we want to grab it. And I've done that, bought bright, shiny objects. When I got done with the executive and consulting career I had in the end of 2007. So that's 13 years ago right now, because it's the end of 2020. I decided I was going to go into several businesses. I relaunched the recording studio and did a whole bunch of music that I put on Amazon, and I've written a bunch of books, and I've become a business and life coach. And you know what? There's lots of people that just say they're a musician or say they're a coach or say they're anything. They don't put in the work. I've never been that way. So I went to coaching schools and got certified and all that other stuff. But here's the thing. I had particular goals in mind, and I did not think, I'm going to have this with magic. But there was no end to the number of things that were presented that way. And because I was new, I tried lots of things. I tried this course and this mastermind and that mastermind. And here's what I discovered. I discovered there's lots of scam and nonsense, but I also discovered there's lots of real, valuable, good information, and that the people that are putting their information and their products and their ideas and their pathways out there have walked, many of them, not all, there's a few, you know, a bunch of scam, but there's lots of truth and there's lots of good stuff. What's missing is the willingness to walk the path and sweat the blood and climb the hill and use whatever metaphor you want. So here is the deal. If you want the alchemy of turning lead, base metal, where you think you are right now, gee, I got a room full of lead and I'd like to have a room full of gold. It isn't a one-step process. It doesn't go from lead into gold. It's a two-step process. And so you have to strap in for the long haul. So did I, so does everybody. The good news is you can get there, you can have anything you want, and the unspoken truth, and I won't call it bad news because it's just the way the world works, the unspoken truth is you have to go through two steps. Turn whatever you have right now into energy, and because energy is the fungible commodity, and then energy into gold. Now, if that makes sense to you, then you got it already, and if it doesn't, part two is tomorrow. I know that if you want to walk the path from where you are to where you want to be, you can do, you can have anything you want in creating your ultimate life.
Why? Open your heart and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger.